Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
God bless you, my brother. You moved out there in Orange County. God bless you. We recognize. God bless you and your family. Brother Eddie, hey, I see you out there in Belhaven. God bless you and bless the employees out there as well. We know God is doing a marvelous thing out there and using you. God bless you, Brother Eddie. Amen. minister, brother, and we recognize you as well, praise God, that those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, however you come forth and even to our archives, God bless you, Brother Brent. We thank you for allowing us into your home on today. God bless you, my brother. May God continue to increase you and bless you and protect you. Amen. Pastor Michael, amen. God bless you, my brother, and all those who listen, praise God. We thank you that out there in Springfield, Illinois, hallelujah. God bless you, all our listeners out there in Ukraine, amen. We pray for those people that are out there and they're suffering in this situation. Let's come together and bless them in a way which, in prayer, they can be blessed and protected as well. God is a good God, and things that happen in our lives happen on this day in the name of Jesus for a reason, because we believe that all things work together. And I said again, Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good to them that love God. Come on, somebody, that are called according to his purpose, that love God and are called. You know, many are called, but few are chosen. What are you today? What have you stood up and took accountability for? You may turn me off on today, but yet your relationship with God continues to go on. I might end my moment in a second, but God lasts throughout all eternity. And this is that point in time in which we have to come forth and share a relationship and our knowledge and faith and trust in God's word. You know, this thing that we do, we're not blessed just of the things that we do, but it's those things, praise God, that we make commitment to do. You see, we're called, but we have to be committed to do what it is that we're called to do. Taking that moment to hear what thus saith the Lord is very inevitable of the blessings that you will receive, because we have to recognize that faith, as we recognize always in Romans 10, verse 10, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And as we know, we recognize that faith, you know, in the word that it says, is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. And we know in the name of Jesus that all the words that were written in the word of God was inspired by God himself. And we know God is a powerful being. God is a spirit. And the word of God says in the book of 1 John that we must worship him, somebody, in spirit and in truth. So we thank God us on today. I come forth continuing with the commitment of reading God's holy word, trusting in the name of Jesus for the blessings that are bountifully released from opening the windows of heaven. And we trust and believe and have faith that God will provide all of our needs. So with that being said, we thank you, 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 and you. We thank God and thank you for your support as we come forth on Blog Talk Radio as David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We also have a ministry, praise God, and we notice that Monument of Hope and Deliverance, Apostolic Ministry, is one in which we use to help the homeless and those that are out there in need, feeding those that are hungry. And we don't do a large thing, but those that come by individually, sometimes we stop someone on the street and say, hey, let's give you a meal, or do you need a pair of shoes, or we have some clothes, and this is what we do. And we take that time to pray for each person that has need, in a sense where, okay, you want to make a little extra money on the side or a little something else to do over here to be blessed. Well, come on over here, and we got something for you. And this is what our ministry is about. And we come forth laboring in prayer and fasting and trusting that God will and has already provided. So with that being said, if you desire at any point in time to sow a seed into David and Diane Ministry and Friends, you can share your message or your blessing with Shaw David, 1968@yahoo.com. Now, we don't look for any money to go around so we can drive Mercedes Benzes and so on and so forth, not to say that's a blessing from God. But what we're sharing is that we are in the Helps Ministry. And we thank God for the caring and the blessings of the spirit that's within my wife and myself. And if nothing else comes from that, as far as our financial blessings sowing a seed, we definitely ask for your prayers. And with that being said, we're going to move forward. As I always give God all my praise, honor, and glory, I do also understand that the three core is very hard to break. And God, my wife, and myself complete that unity and that covenant and that bond. So I'm sharing with each and every one of you on today that if you have not that of a significant other, if you have not a person that you're married to and you have to share and unite your blessings with her, then understand, keep your relationship with one as unto God. And in due season, he too will reward and open up the windows of heaven for you. For this is what his word says. But not only is it through that of his word, but you have to have that faith and not doubt. This is what his word says, that we are to have that faith and not doubt. You see, we recognize in the book of John that in the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. You see, this word was in the beginning. The word was all through the Garden of Eden. It was all through the escape from Egypt, going through the Red Sea, and he's the same one that's going through you having to make your bill payment on today. So I want you to understand that that faith is a faith that's grown and acquired over the years. You can't share and do the same faith your mother had. She can only start you with something. You have to truly trust and believe in God. Mama and daddy only begin and give you the starter point. It's you who have to seek the Lord digitally with all your mind, heart, soul, and strength. This is the story, and this is the what's been directed from the children of Egypt. When we read all out of the book of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and now we're into Numbers, the main objective, the main point is that you ought to serve the Lord with all of your mind, all of your heart, and all of your soul. And if you're not doing so, ask yourself that question. So it's that in which we must commit ourselves unto the Lord, because he shows us to have commitment rather than sacrifice. But that doesn't say don't sacrifice. It's important to understand that if you choose, you have to sacrifice, you're going to be with God. Because what are you going to choose, drinking over God, drugging over praying, greed, and all those things that are of the world? Listen, I'm not going to preach at you, but I'm just sharing with thus saith the Lord. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And we come forth Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time to read the word of God out of the New King James Version with theatrical tent, and we also come under the anointing. We do, and we thank God for the blessings and the gift in which he's given us. We pray that God's word continues to move forward. And we ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to pray for us. But as we always go before, let us pray right now for those that are in situations, no answers or no way out. But we know that we're going to stand in the gap for them right now. Let us all come together, 872-217-708, and pray for those that are in need on today. And if I had not mentioned, I will do it again. I give my wife that praise also, and honor also, and that glory. As one mentioned, that cord is very hard to break. I love my wife and thank God for her. Let us pray. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, as we come before you on this day that in which you have made, we come again, humbling ourselves with our eyes closed and our head down so that we give you that praise and that glory and honor that you deserve, because humbling ourselves, knowing, acknowledging that you are king, that you are in control, that, Lord God, we're but that of a sinner, asking that you forgive us of our sins, no matter how great or how small they may be, knowing that you can cleanse us from inside and do what you have to do, Lord God, to affect us in the presence of the Spirit of God within our life to do precisely exactly what you call for us to do. Lord, we thank you. We thank you in advance for the blessings of the window that you open and up, that we won't have room enough to receive all the blessings that you have for us so long as we be obedient to your word. We pray, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus that as you use us, that you direct us and that you teach us that of what you would have for us to do. Give us that strength when we feel weak or tired and we must move forward. Give us the answers of how to when we know not to how to. We thank you for the age and the knowledge and the wisdom that we have on today that only comes from you. And yet we pray as we move further, let us be an example to someone. Lord God, we thank you for our health. We pray in the name of Jesus that you help us to heal when we are wounded or injured. Lord, we thank you, trusting you as being in our covenant, that we connected to the source and the power which is on high. Lord, we give you praise. We give you that glory, honor, and worship on this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, once again, praise God, we're going to go to a song. And then when we return, we're going to come and hit Numbers chapter 16. Oh, my God. You're in for an anointing reading on today. Oh, it's power. But understand this. I feel like praising him right now. God bless you until we come back.
Praise him in the morning.
Praise him all day long. I feel like praising him. Hallelujah. I feel like praising him. Numbers chapter 16. Let us read. No, Korah, the son of Ishar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, with Dathan the Abiram, the son of Eleb, on the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men, and they rose up before Moses with some of the children of Israel, 250 leaders of the congregation, representatives of the congregation, men of renown. They gathered together against Moses and Aaron and said to them, you take too much upon yourself, you for the congregation is holy, every one of them. And the Lord is coming among them. Why then do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord? So Moses, when he heard it, he fell on his face, and he spoke to Korah and all his company, saying, tomorrow morning the Lord will show who is his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near to him. That one whom he chooses, he will cause to come near to him. Do this. Take censers, Korah, and all your company. Put fire in them and put incense in them before the Lord. Tomorrow shall be that a man whom the Lord chooses is the Holy One. You take too much upon yourself, you sons of Levi. When Moses said to Korah, hear now, you sons of Levi, is it a small thing to you that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself, to do the work of the tabernacle of the Lord, and to stand before the congregation to serve them, and that he has brought you near to him? You and all your brethren, the sons of Levi, with you? And are you seeking the priesthood also? Therefore, you and all your company are gathered together against the Lord. And what is Aaron that you complain against him? And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Aaron. But they said, we will not come up. It's a small thing that you have brought us up out of the land flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, that you should keep acting like a prince over us. Moreover, you have not brought us into the land flowing with milk and honey, nor giving us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Will you put us out the eyes of these men? Will not come up? Then Moses was very angry and said to the Lord, do not respect their offering. I have not taken one donkey from them, nor have I hurt one of them. Then Moses said to Korah, tomorrow you and all your company be present. Before the Lord, you and they are as well as Aaron. Let each take his census and put incense in it, and each of you bring his censer before the Lord, 250 censers, both you and Aaron, each with his censers. So every man took his censer, put fire in it, laid incense on it, and stood at the door of the tabernacle of meeting with Moses and Aaron. And congregation together, then against them at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. Then the glory of the Lord appeared to all the congregation. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, separate yourselves from among these congregation, that I may consume them in the moment. They fell on their faces and said, O God, the God of the spirit of all flesh, shall one man sin and you be angry with all the congregation? Also, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the congregation, get away from the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Then Moses rose and went to Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spoke to the congregation, saying, depart now from the tents of these wicked men. Touch nothing of theirs, lest you be consumed in all their sins. So they got away from around the tent of Korah, Dathan and Abiram. And Dathan and Abiram came out and stood at the door of their tents with their wives, their sons, and their little children. And Moses said, by this you shall know that the Lord has sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them in my own will. If these men die naturally, like all men, or if they are visited by their common fate of all men, then the Lord has not sent me, but the Lord creates a nothing, new thing, and the earth opens its mouth and swallows them up with all that belongs to them. And they go down alive into the pit, then you will understand that these men have rejected the Lord. Now, it came to pass, as he finished speaking all these words, that the ground split apart under them, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up with their household and all the men with Korah, with all their goods. So they and all those with them went down alive into the pit. The earth closed over them, and they perished from among the assembly. Then all Israel who were around them fled to this and cried, and they said, lest the earth swallow us up also. And the fire came out from the Lord and consumed the 250 men who were offering incense. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, tell Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, to pick up the censers out of the place, for they are holy, and scatter the fire some distance away. The censer of these men who sinned against their own souls, let them be made into hammer's plates, to accompany for the altar because they presented them before the Lord. Therefore, they are holy and they shall be signed to the children of Israel. So, Eleazar, the priest, took the bronze censer which those who were burned up had presented, and they were hammered out as a covering on the altar to be a memorial to the children of Israel. No outsider who is not a descendant of Aaron should come near to offer incense before the Lord, that he might not become like Korah and his companions, just as the Lord has said to him through Moses. Now, the next day, all the congregation of the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron, saying, "You have killed the people of the Lord." Now, it happened when the congregation had gathered against Moses and Aaron that they turned toward the tabernacle of meeting, and suddenly the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. Then Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of meeting, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Get away from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment." And they fell on their faces. So Moses said to Aaron, "Take a censer and put fire in it from the altar, incense on it, and take it quickly to the congregation and make atonement for them. For wrath has gone out from the Lord. The plague has begun." Then Aaron took it as Moses commanded and ran into the midst of the assembly, and already the plague had begun among the people. So he put in the incense and made atonement for the people. And he stood between the dead and the living. The plague was stopped. Now, those who died in the plague were 14,700, besides those who died in the Korah incident. So Aaron returned to Moses at the door of the tabernacle of meeting, for the plague had stopped. Numbers chapter 17. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, and get from them a rod from each father's house, all their leaders according to their father's house, 12 rods. Write each man's name on his rod, and you shall write Aaron's name on the rod of Levi, for there shall be one rod for the head of each father's house. Then you shall place them in the tabernacle of meeting before the testimony where I meet you. Shall be that the rod of a man whom I choose will blossom Thus I will rid myself of the complaints of the children of Israel, which they make against you. So Moses to the children of Israel, on each of his leaders gave him a rod apiece, for each leader according to their father's house, 12 rods, and the rod of Aaron was among their rods. And Moses placed the rods before the Lord in the tabernacle of meeting. Now it came to place. They gave him a rod apiece for each leader according to their father's house, 12 rods. And the rod of Aaron was among their rods. Then Moses placed the rods before the Lord in the tabernacle of meeting of witnesses. Now it came to upon the next day that Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron of the house of Levi had sprouted and put both buds and produced blossoms and yielded ripe almonds. Then Moses brought out all the rods from before the Lord to all the children of Israel. And they looked, and each man took his rod. And the Lord said to Moses, bring Aaron's rod back before the testimony, to be kept as a sign against the rebels, that you may put their complaints away from me, lest they die. Thus did Moses just as the Lord had commanded him. So he did. So the children of Israel spoke to Moses, saying, surely we die, we perish, we all perish. Whoever even comes near the tabernacle of the Lord must die. Shall we all utterly die? Numbers chapter 18. The Lord said to Aaron, you and your sons and your father's house with you shall bear the iniquity related to the sanctuary, and you and your sons with you shall bear the iniquity associated with your priesthood. Also, bring with you your brother of the tribe of Levi, the tribe of your father, that they may be joined with you and serve you while you and your sons are with you before the tabernacle of witness. They shall attend to your needs and all the needs of the tabernacle, but they shall not come near the articles of the sanctuary and the altar, lest they die, they and you also. They shall be joined with you and attend to the needs of the tabernacle of meeting for all the work of the tabernacle, but an outsider shall not come near you. And you shall attend to the duties of the sanctuary and the duties of the altar, that there may be no more wrath on the children of Israel. Behold, I myself have taken your brother the Levite from among the children of Israel. They are a gift to you, given by the Lord to you to do the work of the tabernacle of meeting. Therefore, you and your sons with you shall attend to your priesthood for everything at the altar, and behold the veil. And you shall serve, I give your priesthood to you as a gift. For service, but the outsider who comes before near shall be put to death. And the Lord spoke to Aaron, hear, I myself have also given you charge of my heave offering. All the holy things of the children of Israel I have given them as a portion to you and your son, as an ordinance forever. This shall be yours of the most holy thing, reserved for the fire, every offering of bells, every grain offering, and every sin offering, and every trespass offering which they render to me shall be most holy for you and your sons. In a most holy place you shall eat it. Every man shall eat it. It shall be holy to you. This also is yours, their gift, with all the wave offering of the children of Israel. I have given them to you and your sons and daughters with you as an ordinance forever. Everyone who is clean in your house may eat it. All the best of the oil, all the best of the new wine and the green, their first fruits, which they offer to the Lord, I have given them to you. Whatever first ripe fruit is in their land, which they bring to the Lord, shall be yours. Everyone who is clean in your house may eat it. Every devoted thing in Israel shall be yours. Everything that first opens the womb of all flesh, which they bring to the Lord, whether man or beast, shall be yours. Nevertheless, the firstborn of man you shall surely redeem, and the firstborn of unclean animals you shall redeem. And those redeemed of the devoted things you shall redeem when 1 month old, according to your valuation, for 5 shekels of silver, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, which is 20 gerahs of the cow, the firstborn of the sheep, or the firstborn of a goat, you shall not redeem. They are holy. You shall sprinkle their blood on the altar and burn their fat as an offering made by fire for a sweet aroma to the Lord. And the flesh shall be yours. just as the waves crest and the right thigh are yours. All the heave offering up the holy thing, but the children of Israel offered to the Lord, I have given to you and your sons and daughters with you as an ordinance forever. It is a covenant of salt forever before the Lord with you and your descendants with you. Then the Lord said to Adam, you shall have no inheritance in the land, nor shall you have any portion among them. I am your portion and your inheritance among the children of Israel. Behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tithes. Israel is an inheritance and return for the work which they perform, the work of the tabernacle of meeting. Hereafter, the children of Israel shall not come near the tabernacle of meeting, lest they bow, sin, and die. But the Levites shall perform the works of the tabernacle of meeting, and they shall bear their iniquity. It shall be the statute forever throughout your generation, that among the children of Israel they shall have no inheritance. For the tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer up as a heave offering to the Lord, I have given to the Levites as an inheritance, therefore, I have said to them among the children of Israel, they shall have no inheritance. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak thus to the Levites, and say to them, when you take from the children of Israel, the tithes which I have given you from them is your inheritance. Then you shall offer up a heave offering of it to the Lord, a tenth of the tithe. And your heave offering shall be reckoned to you as though it were the grain of the Heshifah, and as the fullness of the winepress. Thus you shall also offer a heave offering to the Lord from all your tithes which you receive from the children of Israel, and you shall give the Lord's heave offering from it to Aaron the priest of all your gifts. You shall offer up every heave offering due to the Lord for all the beasts and best of them, the consecrated part of them. Therefore, you shall say to them, when you have lifted up the best of it, then the rest shall be accounted to the Levites as the produce of the threshing floor and as the produce of the winepress. You may eat it in any place, you and your household, for it is your reward. For your work in the tabernacle of meeting, and you shall bear no sin because of it. When you have lifted up the best of it, but you shall not profane the holy gifts of the children of Israel, lest you die. Amen. Praise God. That's going to conclude the reading on this evening of, praise God, Numbers chapter 18. Amen. And, of course, we're going to come back on Monday for sure, to continue reading Numbers chapter 19 under the anointing in the presence and the Spirit of God. And as always, we thank each and every one of you for joining us on today. Once again, God bless you. God is good, and he's still on the throne. Trust me, if you continue to wait on the Lord, he will renew your strength. He will mount you up with wings of an eagle, or you shall run and not faint. You see, you shall walk and not be weary, and understand God is still on the throne. Never could have made it without him.
Never would have made it.
Be blessed.
Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all.
Amen. And as we come forth, we just want to pray for those that are sick and shut in, those that are incarcerated in our jails and our prisons, that are in our youth prison boot camp, those that are in treatment centers and facilities trying to get it together. We're praying for everyone out there that are trying to do better for themselves, trusting in God, believing in God, and just recognize, I love you with the love of God. God loves you too.